The Son and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. I am pleased to have this blessing to pray the Divine Liturgy in this Blessed Church, especially on this day that is the Feast of Saint Cyril of Alexandria. And we are in the Church of Saint Cyril of Alexandria. And especially this year, the Feast of Saint Cyril is coming Sunday, which is not something which, of course, every year. And Saint Cyril, we call it the pillar of faith, Amud al-Din. And also in the patristic tradition, Saint Cyril is called the seal, as Saint Athanasius is the founder, and the three Cappadocian, and then the seal regarding the great theologians who formed the basis of the Orthodox theology, which we keep and we live on. And we are blessed in this diocese to have a church in the name of Saint Cyril of Alexandria, and this to be your church. And also, it is a joy for me to come with me today, His Grace Bishop Kyrillos, the new bishop, the auxiliary bishop who was ordained with His Grace Bishop Abraham, to assist in the service in the diocese. And His Grace Bishop Kyrillos, of course, is well known to you. And his outcome of the service of the church through all these years, we find that one of the youths who grew up, who born here and grew up in the church, and now he consecrated his life, became a celibate priest, and then a monk, and then to be ordained a bishop. Which, this is a milestone in the life of the church to ordain bishops from among the generation who grew up here. And he was given the name of Kyrillos because of his focus and his mission about the theology and Christian education and being the dean of Saint Athanasius and Saint Cyril Coptodox Theological School. And he chose to come today also to share the Feast of Saint Cyril in the Church of Saint Cyril of Alexandria today. Also, today we will ordain Abuna Bishoy Hegomen. And Abuna Bishoy Brownfield is also present, a symbol in our church that is a convert to join the church and go to the church and to be a priest in the church. And he was ordained in 1988, now he's 28 years as a priest. And usually I ordain Hegumen when there are more than one priest in the church. But sometimes I do some exception for certain significance. And the significance of Abuna Bishoy, that is, he's a symbol of struggle, the one who joined the church. And he lived the struggle of our church to how this struggle between faith and culture, and how the church has started to be here. It came as a church of immigrants, because people who came from Egypt, and they need a pastoral care, and they sent to the church to ask to send a priest. And that's how the church started. And but after that, of course, the church facing a new society, a new culture, and all of the struggles, the tension which all the immigrant church faced. It's something unique for us. It's happened. And even it happened also on the early church when we confront a new culture and how to differentiate between the basis of the faith and the cultural things, and how to prove the catholicity of the church, that the church above any culture, and the Orthodox faith is the faith could be expressed in any culture. This is always a struggle of the church through ages, and our church is not exception. Not only this time, even when we face from Greek to Coptic to Arabic and so on, so I don't need to go in detail on that. But here in America and also in all the land of immigration, we are starting to face the same challenge, how our church to be American church without losing the Orthodox faith. And always tension between the culture and faith. And because of the varieties of people, which we have settling, people who are here for a long time, people who are joined the church without even, without the conversion, people who just came to, and always this tension happening. And maybe the service of Abuna Bishoy in St. George Church, it was a manifestation of such kind of tension, which as I feel it's a healthy thing, it's not a pathologic thing, it's a healthy thing which happened in the course of the church. And he struggled with this. He struggled how not only to be a member in a time when most of the converts who came to the church find a difficulty to remain in the church. He struggled not only to remain in the church, but to be a deacon, to be a Sunday school servant, to be a youth leader, and then to be ordained a priest, which started a new phase in his struggle, how to serve. And in most of the cases which we have a convert to be a priest, it failed. But he continued. And he continued till this time, and I appreciate that very much. I follow at least for the 21 years when I came here as a bishop with him. And it ended by forming this church, which this is usually we establish churches during the geographical needs. But this is one church to establish to be modeled for a certain need, not the geography. And you came and you supported him, at least the people who came from the beginning. And this started the first English-speaking church, which we had it and continue to be. And he continued to serve since 2003 or 2004 until today. Even there is not a lot of growth of the church, and usually the church starts with a small and a grow. We don't see this growth in the number. But I think the continuation is significant, and I hope that also this continuity to follow by more growth, especially now the increasing number of like kind of churches when like St. Paul and Holy Resurrection, Holy Transfiguration, so on, and all these churches directed to give a solution for the challenge of culture, how to make our church a real Orthodox church, a real Coptic Orthodox church, but also a real American church, a real. So people who joining us, people who grow up here, they want to come to the church, and this is find strange about the culture when they live. And I mean by the culture, of course, in any culture, there are positive things and negative things, and we are clear that we speak about the positive things. So we congratulate Abuna, of course, for what had happened after the prayer of reconciliation, and I assume all of you agree with me that this is worthy to be ordained in communion. We don't agree. Now we will hear the sermon from His Grace Bishop Kevin.